vast mountain ranges, active volcanoes, mile-deep canyons, and seemingly endless plains. Can you guess what land I'm describing? It's a terrain few have ever seen or visited, for it's all underwater. It's the deep ocean. The ocean floor is often thought of as a continuation of the land, a featureless sandy plain stretching across the sea to another shore thousands of miles away. Yet this could hardly be further from the truth. The deep ocean seascape boasts mountains that would tower over the Himalayas and canyons deeper than the Grand Canyon. In fact, Earth's largest volcano was recently discovered 1,000 miles west of Japan, a behemoth the size of New Mexico that rises 4 miles from the floor of the vast Pacific Ocean. Just as on land, the ocean bottom is a diverse blend of terrain and geology. Heading out to sea, the continental shelf forms a relatively shallow stretch of sediment created from land sources washing into the ocean over millennia. Transitioning steadily to a depth of about 430 feet, this continental slope eventually encounters the shelf break, a point at which the ocean bottom drops off towards the deep ocean basin. At an average depth of nearly 3 miles, this is the dominant seascape. The deep ocean basin covers about 30% of Earth's surface and contains vast abyssal plains, deep sea trenches, millions of seamounts, and the mid-ocean ridge system, an undersea mountain range that extends 40,000 miles around the planet. What is perhaps most astounding about this part of the world is what we don't know. Less than 5% of the deep ocean has been explored. The Mariana Trench in the South Pacific Ocean, the ocean's deepest at 35,000 feet, has been visited just twice, in 1960 and again in 2012. And of the estimated 100,000 seamounts that rise at least 3,000 feet above the seafloor, only a few hundred have been studied. Still, with organizations like the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration mapping what lies beneath with amazing new technologies, some of these secrets are coming to the surface. Using sonar to scan seabeds, NOAA ships collect data as they zigzag through the water. This sonar gathering information is then combined with other observations, such as remotely operated vehicle-generated imagery. From these information sources, detailed maps are created. The eventual goal? To map the entire ocean floor. In this era of in-the-moment information and real-time imagery, NOAA has made some of these explorations available to everyone. During its recent U.S. Northeast Canyons expedition, NOAA's research vessel Okeanos Explorer broadcasted the expedition live from depths sometimes reaching 10,000 feet. As researchers try to learn the intricacies of our ocean terrain, one of the most fascinating things about it is that it is already changing. Ocean crust is being created and destroyed. Tectonic plates are moving, converging, and constantly transforming. Seamounts become islands and volcanoes collapse into undersea valleys. Humankind, meanwhile, is making exciting discoveries daily, including new species, previously unknown natural wonders, and shipwrecks unseen for 1,000 years. Storms like Hurricane Katrina are revealing treasures like a 50,000-year-old underwater forest of cypress trees off the coast of Alabama, changing the face of the seafloor yet again. Even in this ever-changing seascape, one thing is certain. We still have lots to learn about what lies at the bottom of the ocean. To learn more about recent expeditions to the bottom of the sea and to see NOAA's Ocean Explorer video footage, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.